I'm Andy Bienstock, host for Jazz and Big Band Music here on WYPR. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make live streams like this one difficult to keep going. Stand up for public media and help fortify WYPR's future. Tell your member of Congress you support WYPR by visiting protectmypublicmedia.org. Thanks.
And my next guest is a musical and visual artist, Vincent Stringer. He has got a show called My Soul is a Witness, a journey through art and spirituality that's at the First and St. Stephen's United Church of Christ in Baltimore. And he's with me here in Studio B to talk about it. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, Tom.
So you and I have worked together because you, as far as I knew before I heard about this exhibition, are a wonderful classical baritone singer. But now you have, shown your artistic, your visual artistic chops as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, art was actually my first love, and from the age of 6 years old, that's when I caught the art bug. And it wasn't until I got to high school and I auditioned for the choir that the choir director came into the art studio where I was in the Talented and Gifted program and yanked me out of that program. And she said, John Carr, Vincent Stringer doesn't belong here. He belongs in music. Vin, get your things. You're coming with me. And she took me to my guidance counselor and changed my curriculum to music.
Well, and you've had a wonderful career as a musician. You've been a singer. You've been on the faculty at Morgan State University teaching voice. You know opera. You are an expert in the American Negro Spiritual. We worked together with a group you founded in Boston, the National Spiritual Ensemble.
Yes, sir.
So what is this exhibition at the First and St. Stephen's Church organized around?
It's organized around about 30 pieces of art that I have created, both canvas work and object work in decoupage, and also with chalice making, and it's all based, and it grows out of my spiritual perspective of the world. Art, as not just the imagination, but as a perspective on what I see in the world, offering it to the public to form their own opinions and their ideas and to move them to a deeper thought process about where we are in this time right now.
And there's always been a close connection between expressions of spirituality in the arts.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly in music, I mean, the sacred texts, biblical texts,
absolutely.
Texts, poetry about spirituality have been set to music. Mm-hmm. How does your understanding and your work as a musician, having sung these texts mm-hmm. and sung the artistic, musical renditions of the spirituality dimension, how does that inform what you're painting and sculpting and creating?
Oh, man, I draw on that all the time. I mean, I imagine, so I think about, as a singer, most of my work was making words visual. Actually understanding the words and the power of the words to actually see it as I am delivering it and to spark it in the imagination of the audience. So I just took that imagination and that thought process and I started to just express it on the page, not just through painting, but also poetry. So my poetry plays a part of this work in a piece called You Decide, which is the latest piece that I've done. There's a piece in, there's a poem actually painted into the canvas. And it is the rebirth of a nation's heart. And it addresses the struggle and it paints a picture of Lady Injustice as I perceive her right now. And she's draped in the Confederate symbols and hate iconography. She's standing over on top of the earth, sort of like in a bowl, and hands reaching up out of the earth are concerned with all kinds of things. There's hope, but there's fear, you know. And the question is, will we choose love over fear?
Vincent Stringer is my guest. His exhibition at the First and St. Stephen's Church is called My Soul is a Witness, A Journey Through Art and Spirituality. And Vincent, this exhibition went up a week or so ago in Pride Month.
Yes,
it is. And you have been an LGBTQ plus activist for many, many years.
Yes.
Talk about that aspect of this exhibition.
So it was interesting. This exhibition came about last year in the Pride Parade. I was carrying, on behalf of my church, the Open Church of Maryland, a mandala that I had painted for the Open Church. That is, at the center of the mandala is the earth, but then around it are 12 religions, and then around that is a rainbow. And so I show up with this piece on this piece of wood, and Reverend Dr. Kelly Sisson saw it. She's sitting in her van, and she says, what is that, and where did that come from? She herself is an artist who creates mandalas. So it sparked her interest. She said, she wanted to know about my work, and she said, I want to present you in a show. So a few months ago, I get a call from her, and she says she wants me to be the artist for Pride Month at First and St. Stephen's. It's a wonderful space to work in, to sing in, to play in. And so I had the opportunity, it arose from that. And so I had the chance last Sunday to speak to the congregation in a message that is the sacred thread, art, a bridge between spirituality and society. And I'm going to be delivering that message this Sunday at the Open Church of Maryland on our Zoom platform as a part of our Worship Art Sunday. And so I'm sort of ending the month, the Pride Month celebrations for the Open Church, but also encapsulated in that is Black History, Black Music Month, and Juneteenth. So the exhibition covers a whole lot of ground. And so if you come, it is so, there's such a range of work there that you see. Some of it I've been able to borrow from the purchase from the collectors to show. And so it's I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and appreciate the beauty of the work.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I have not been able to run out and see it in person, but I've seen the images that have been posted online, and we've got a few of those images that we'll post on the WYPR website. But awesome. You really do encapsulate so many of the issues and the causes that you have worked so hard on your entire life, your entire professional career, having to do with social justice, having to do with LGBTQ rights, having to do with imagining a brighter and better future for all of us. So congratulations. The work looks beautiful.
You
sound great. You still sound great.
Thank you so much.
I could just listen to you talk all day. You don't have to paint anything.
Well, thank you. I can listen to you talk all day, too. Mutual Admiration Society here, my friend.
Well, and the two of us are not too bashful about talking. So that's
not at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by and telling
Pleasure.
Me. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Vincent Stringer, this show is called My Soul is a Witness, A Journey Through Art and Spirituality. It's on display at First and St. Stephen's United Church of Christ. That's at the corner of York Road and Dumbarton Road.